Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Jason, are you working Sunday's Packers game? You are. Is it warm in the press box? Is the heat, you're comfy up there? Not your, where you are isn't open air at all, is it? Yeah, I didn't think so. He says with a grin. Yeah. Now, thus far, I have received no offers of free tickets. I had three last week. Not last week, but last home game before they went. See, yeah, Jason says nobody's coughing up their tickets yet because they're hoping Aaron will play. You stole my thunder. That is exactly what's going on here. He's not playing. And if he does play, I think it would be a catastrophic mistake, but that's just my opinion. I'm not a doctor. I haven't examined Aaron Rodgers. I don't know. It feels like a mistake to me. Plus, it's cold, for crying out loud. I mean, with an injury like that, he lands on the turf. It would just be crazy. To me, it's crazy talk. You agree? Yeah. I think it would be crazy talk. So here's what Mike McCarthy might do is try to keep the Falcons guessing for as long as he possibly can. I think guessing whether or not there's a difference between guessing about Matt Flynn and Scott Tolzien and guessing about Aaron Rodgers and Matt Flynn. I think there's a big difference there. I don't know how long he's going to hold out on this because Aaron Rodgers has not been cleared but wasn't ruled out. Well, at some point, if he's not cleared, then you have to say he's ruled out. I do not believe that he's going to play. But if he plays and they win, technically the Packers aren't dead. I'm not going to say they're in it. I'm going to say technically they're not dead. And I think people are holding out for that. That they just, I don't want to give mine up yet. However, if it's going to be really cold, and it is going to be really cold at Lambeau Field on Sunday, colder, I think, than the Vikings game. And I thought that was pretty cold. I don't know if it's going to be as windy, though. Kickoff was about 22 degrees for the Vikings. It's supposed to be about 17 degrees. And you sit out in that for a while, and the temperature's not going to get much warmer than that, if it gets any warmer than that. Boy, imagine if this thing had stayed Sunday night. This game was flexed out. It was a Sunday night game. Cold, but we are not getting the incredible snow that parts of the country are. I mentioned earlier, Duluth, Minnesota, they are just buried up there. I'm told most businesses are open, but schools are closed again for the third straight day. Here's a question. If Aaron isn't playing and people do start offering me free tickets, will I go? I will tell you the answer right now. No. I am actually not going to do that. I am going to stay in my family room next to the fireplace with the flat screen TV, dog at my feet. That's where actually she'll be next to me on the love seat because I'm a softie that way. But that's where I will be. I am not taking this one in. If Aaron were there, yeah, but no one's going to offer their tickets if Aaron. I'm not going to get freebies if Aaron is starting. So, doubtful. It was three. There were three offers. Okay, before we move on, I want to share this email. Just popped in. On the question of whether the Sandy Hook 911 audio should have been aired. And I had two news directors in this company in the conversation, Chris Conley and Robert Kennedy, and they talked about discretion. Got an email. Jerry, when people say that discretion should be used in playing the tapes, I think it proves the fact they shouldn't be used. It reveals an awareness that there are things of a sensitive nature. That's true with everything. Discretion is used or abused in just about every news story. To say that there's material that shouldn't be used means they shouldn't be used at all, I disagree. That means that you should never use any part of a criminal complaint because some of it is sensitive. News people use discretion and judgment and misuse it every day. To say that something brings in a judgment call, therefore it shouldn't be used, is really to not understand how news works. You use judgment call every day. I remember I was and he's out of the business now. I was trading with someone, and you may not know this, but radio stations do this. If you're out of market, and it's changed in today's world, but what we used to do, if you're out of market, you would establish a news trade with a station. I was in Fond du Lac, and the station was in the Fox Valley. He did a story on a sexual assault criminal complaint where he used incredibly graphic language. I aired it, and my manager called me on it, and I admitted it was a mistake to air it. It was very graphic. That kind of stuff happens in the newsroom every day. So to say that they made a judgment call on it, no, that you do that with everything in the newsroom. All right, let's get to Mary Burke. Yesterday, I was pretty hard on Governor Scott Walker. I said that Scott's decision-making when it comes to the people with which he surrounds himself is going to be his undoing if he doesn't improve it. And I dealt with a campaign staffer who sent out an idiotic fundraising email, and then you found out she had, it would be polite to say, questionable tweets about Hispanics. They were offensive. They weren't questionable. Now, Mary Burke has hired an absolute loon. And we talked about this because the same loon was hired by the Democratic candidate for the 8th Congressional District last year. The loon's name is Paula Zellner. She will run Burke's grassroots campaign efforts, as Right Wisconsin puts it. From Dan Bice's report on this, a former aide to then-U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, Zellner worked for the Service Employees International Union Healthcare Wisconsin for nearly a year, starting in May 2011. In January 2012, she was one of 17 protesters demonstrating and mocking the wealthy donors of a fundraiser for Representative Robin Voss at the home of conservative bigwig Fred Young, just off Lake Michigan in Racine. Also in attendance at the event was U.S. Representative Paul Ryan. Eventually, things got a little rowdy, and five police squad cars were called to the scene. The Journal Times in Racine reported in its story, some guests were elderly and visibly traumatized by the confrontation, according to the police report. A 75-year-old Racine County woman was trembling and near tears, the report states. This is according to the police report. One protester kept trying to grab her and force her to have a photograph taken with a group. She said they were mocking her. Zellner and the others at the rally, organized by Wisconsin Jobs Now, were ticketed for illegally picketing a private home, an ordinance violation carrying a $271.50 fine. But there is more, Right Wisconsin reports, to Zellner's story. Zellner was not just an attendee of the Racine protest. According to the Racine police report, a witness identified Zellner as the main instigator, emphasizing she was abrasive. And Zellner and the others did not simply accept the tickets as the cost of protesting private property, but fought them in court with disgraced labor attorney Richard Sachs, recently ticketed for soliciting a prostitute. The SEIU front group Wisconsin Jobs Now likely picked up the tab for Sachs, since he regularly represents pro-labor groups. The main instigator at a protest harassing senior citizens is now running Mary Burke's grassroots campaign efforts. His name is spelled S-A-K-S. Whatever. Now, as Right Wisconsin reports, Jason, what's the matter with you today? The main instigator at a protest hearing, again, harassing senior citizens, is now running Mary Burke's grassroots campaign efforts. You may want to warn Grandma and Grandpa. This woman is a nut. She is a loon. And she is getting recycled into Mary Burke's campaign. But that wasn't the only news Mary Burke had to deal with yesterday. She's hiding something. Something that is laughable that she's trying to hide, but instructive. We will tell you what it is in 3 minutes. It's 9:46.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.